Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Perry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I'm going to start off with a bit of a weird question, which is, do you know Mullingar?
I thought you were going to say, do you know the Muffin Man?
No, do you know the town of Mullingar in Ireland? Is a weirder question than that, would you believe? Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
The reason I'm asking you is this, okay? I think you might be from the Mullingar of England, right? So okay. Mullingar has produced Joe Dolan. You don't know who Joe Dolan is, but trust me, he's an Irish music legend. Bands like The Academic, The Blizzards, Brezzy.
Right.
And a fella you might have heard of called Niall Horan. I don't know if you've ever heard of that guy, but he's from Mullingar, right?
Love a bit of Niall.
But like, check this out. South Shields is you, Jade, am I right about Jade as well?
Yes.
Alex from Franz Ferdinand, and the biggest star of all ever to come into South Shields, Joe McKeldry.
Joe McKeldry, yes.
Justice for Joe. So I think you might be from, the Mullingar of the UK. How about that?
Maybe. There is a lot of famous Geordies, isn't there?
Yeah, seriously.
We're not doing too bad for a very small place.
You're doing very well. And we haven't even gotten onto North Shields. I mean, Sam Fender and Neil Tennant, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sam Fender, what a legend. Love him so much.
You have just released a song called Forget About Us, and it is an absolute banger.
Aw, thank you.
It's so good. How does it feel to have your first solo song out?
It feels amazing. I'm very proud that it's all gone this well. I'm just buzzing. I'm kind of just riding the wave at this point, to be honest.
Well, that's a good place to be, in fairness.
Just
the small matter of co-writing it with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, casual.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah, just cash. He reached out with the song and I absolutely loved it. And then the rest is history.
My listeners would love to know, if you don't mind, like how does Ed Sheeran reach out? Is Ed Sheeran talking to your, are his people talking to your people? Is he DMing you? Has he got your number? Is he dropping you a text? How does this work?
Yeah, well, Ed Sheeran is a tricky one because he doesn't have a phone.
So he sends a carrier pigeon and he waits to see who replies by a three-eyed raven.
Yeah, pigeon. I think originally he reached out to the head of my label, who he obviously knows quite well. And then we kind of got in contact via email. And then we went from like email to FaceTime, like kind of Zoom in and things like that. And then we just had a few conversations about the song. And I just said, like, I absolutely love it. I love the melodies. I love the vibe of it. I think it's amazing. But conceptually, it's just not where I'm at in my life right now. I just didn't feel 100% comfortable with the concept. So I said, would you mind if I just tweaked little bits here or there? Because it's crazy how such subtle tweaks in a song lyric can change the whole dynamic of the song or like the whole kind of concept. And I just said, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm engaged. I'm like, I've got a 2-year-old. I'm so happy. But at the same time, I love the song because I think us humans, it's very relatable to not want to be forgotten about by anybody.
Totally.
Like, you don't want to be forgotten about by anybody. And yeah, I kind of just look back on all my different life experiences and I think I'm so grateful for all of them, good or bad, because they made me who I am now. Like, they're the building blocks of Perry in the present day. So yeah, I loved it. And he was totally cool with me tweaking bits.
I was going to ask you that. How different was what Ed had originally come up with to what we now are going to hear in a second and play for everybody? You know, how different were those two things? Was it just subtle stuff?
I mean, it's obviously completely different when you hear his demo because he's demoing it. It's a few keys lower. Mm. It's like him on the guitar. It's very, like, it's completely different the way it's all being produced up now. But like lyrically, like I say, it wasn't that big of a difference.
Right.
And I said that to him and I was like, I'm not going to change one word on the chorus or the verse and then demand a credit because that like cringes me out when people do that. So I just wanted to kind of tweak little bits here or there to make it kind of more definite in where I'm at in my life now, if that makes sense.
That's such a cool thing to have that, I suppose, self-awareness and like that trust in your own, you know, feelings about yourself. You're going to go, no, I know Ed Sheeran's written a great song, but I can just make it that little bit more about me. That's so cool.
I even said that to him. I said, the whole way through this writing process, I've been so unapologetically myself, and I've spoke about all my different like experiences in life, and it's very kind of written from my point of view. So taking an outside song, it's written from their point of view.
Yeah, of course.
So obviously Ed wrote this song and it's a great song and I love it so much. But yeah, I just wanted to make it a little bit more me, I guess.
And then you've written with Johnny McDade, who people will know from Snow Patrol, a fellow Irishman. Ray, you've co-written on the album with. I mean, like this is going to be a very exciting collection of work.
Yeah, I'm so proud of my album. Like I'm so happy and proud of it, especially because at the start of the process, I didn't want to write anything myself. I didn't like have the confidence in myself to do it. But now when I like my album's finished. So when I listen to it now, I'm like really kind of shocked.
Did I do this?
Yeah, I'm like, I wrote these songs like with the most incredible people ever as well. Like I've been so blessed by the kind of people I've been put in a room with. There's not one person I've felt uncomfortable with or
so great.
Like scared to be creative with. It's just been the nicest, most amazing process that I think I've ever been through.
That's
I've loved
so good
it.
To hear. Look, we'll get to the album in a while, but what about your relationship with this little fair isle of ours, Ireland? Obviously, Little Mix have been here so many times. You've played, you know, so many gigs here. What do you think of when you think of, okay, I might go and play Ireland solo or, you know, the exciting new chapter you've got?
I think in Ireland, they're the best crowd to perform to. Like, the craziest, but in the best way. Like you just, as a performer, what you want on that stage is what you get from the Irish crowds. Also the brown bread ice cream.
Yes.
Is it Murphy's?
Murphy's
is a joke. Like I'm obsessed with Murphy's. What else? The accent.
Really?
I'm an absolute melt for the Irish accent. Oh my gosh.
That's very impressive.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Well, I was going to ask, can you do it then? But obviously you've just proven that you absolutely can.
Kind of.
Well,
yes.
Do you know what? Why don't we flip? I'll do this. I'll do South Shields and you'll do Ireland. If everyone can see the face Barry's making. Oh, that's okay.
I'm like, it's all right.
No, it's
not
really
the best, but it's not bad.
It's really bad. Be honest.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, look, we can be honest with each other, Perry. I like that. But we can't wait to have you back. And I mean, having a 2-year-old, do you think that will affect how you feel when you go on tour?
No, because I think I'll find the balance of him coming with me and kind of adapting to it. Like we did our last Little Mix tour, the confetti tour. Was it the confetti tour? I'm losing my mind. The last tour Little Mix did.
Whatever the last one was.
We had our babies on tour with us and it actually worked out pretty well. It was pretty easy. So like some of the dates where you can kind of go from home and then back.
Yeah.
It like works. And then anywhere far or like Ireland, for example, I would take him with me.
Take him across on the ferry. We'd love to see it. Right, listen, I have to wrap up, but you've actually answered. I have this quick fire round. I do it all my guests, but you've actually answered a couple already. What are you obsessed with? Murphy's ice cream.
Murphy's.
Who's the most famous person in your phone? It's probably Ed Sheeran.
Probably Ed Sheeran, the 1D boys, like Harry Styles, Louis and them, Niall.
Yeah, Niall, of course.
Who else? I think that's about it, really. Taylor Swift, but she's probably changed her number since then.
But you've still got it in your phone under something like Taylor Swift. So. And the final question, Perry, that I ask all my guests, and forgive me, this is a little odd. I don't wash my legs in the shower. Do you?
No.
I knew I liked
you. I don't. Yeah, no, I don't. If I'm shaving my legs, of course I
Exfoliation,
do.
Exfoliation, shaving, all that stuff, that's we take that aside.
Yeah.
Just general hop in the shower. You're not scrubbing.
No, not my legs. No, I'm a bit lazy.
I don't know if it's lazy or just smart, Perry. I think we're more elevated. We know what's going on. It's all being taken care of. Yeah, hair and hotspots. Perry Edwards, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on Forget About Us. Can't wait to hear the record. And thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers, Perry. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.